And God wants you to get a revelation of how you have entered into that place. Well, you just say, do it. Command, it's done. Let me tell you how he said it to me. He said, when the church, the body get to the place to walk in the fullness of who we are in Christ, when we get to that place where we walk in the fullness of who we are in Christ, he said, you can do it just like I did. Because grace is there. I mean, wisdom is there to give you the inner, the outers, the uppers, the downers, the workings, the knowing, the seeing. And there's no doubt in there. Just because, you know, when you say something, when you say it, it just has to happen. Ain't no choice. And let me show you. He said, this is how easy it is when you get in that place. He said, you remember the little girl in the fifth chapter of Mark Gospel when he said, Tabitha, come on, get up. He said, don't you have a child or a person, your wife? You used to walk in the room, you said, hey, I can say, hey, Cora. She just get up, she'll wake up. I call her, she can be asleep. He said, that's how easy to wake up when you get in that place, when you understand. He said, but what happened to people, what happened to you as a born again, you try to wrap your brain around, you try to figure out, and he said, you can't get it. You got to get it here. You don't try to, once I dismiss you, you're not going to wander around and try to figure out a way to get out of this building. You know exactly where the door is at. Don't you? Don't you? He said, when you get in that place of wisdom, he said, you know exactly what to do, and you do it, and ain't no such thing that it won't work. And that thing, that don't exist. It doesn't exist. You command angel to have ranks, angelic being. You give a command, they own it. We're the body of Christ. You tell sickness, because it's of the devil, you tell disease, you tell poverty, you tell, Brother Hagin, Dad Hagin told us, when we were at Rhema, and I heard him say it years after I graduated, he said, the church world, the religious world, have done the church a bad injustice. Because we taught us so much religion, it makes it hard to believe the truth. See, we got religious ideas and all this. And it makes it hard. But you get somebody never heard all this religious stuff and been to church, you can get them healed. You get them to believe. They can get people healed just like that. They can do stuff. Because they don't have to deal with that. Because see, the thought comes, what if? Ain't no such thing, what if? If God said it, that's it. I said it, that's it. Because I said what he said, and I said it by faith, and that's it. But we want to go back and check, did it happen? No such thing, it happened when I said it. And he said, listen to what he said. He said, in every detail, let me, how do I say that, Lord? Every area of your life, everything that has to do with life in you, for you, spirit, soul, body, finance, children, family, I don't care what. He said, wisdom know exactly what to do. There's not one. Wisdom don't try to figure out how can I make this marriage work. Wisdom tell you what to do. Your health, wisdom know exactly what to do. If you receive it and do it, he said, you can walk in it. But we've been told, you know, you can't do that. What were you told growing up in life? You can't do that. You heard all your life, don't you try to do that. That's too much. And you hadn't grasped what kind of effect it has on you until you get in a situation, and then you can't believe it. You say it sometime. We say it sometime, but we really don't believe it. Many are not willing to pay the price to do it, to get rid of it. I can think of a few men that I know of and read about paid the price. Brother Hagin was one of them. Smith, we're good word. They paid the price. They went against the odds. When things get tough, you know, we just bag up and say, well, it just can't happen. But you're willing to pay the price, even at this hour. God, our Father, Jesus, the head of the church, he is determined to get us to that place of operating in the realm of the Spirit. That's why it's so hard on you. The flesh pulls at you to get up to pray. It makes all kind of excuses, and they seem to be legit. You justify yourself. I pray, but no. You need to make that adjustment. I need to pray with other believers. God had opened up a door of something that's marvelous, and over half the church hadn't even caught it yet, because we are caught in. Our thinking is fouled up, and that's why the Lord had me talking about this tonight. He wants to pull all those scales out. He wants to clear all it, because he wants you to be a. Let me ask you a question. What do you know on earth stopped Jesus? What do you know? Who and what stopped him when he was on earth in flesh, like you and me? Who stopped him? What stopped him? Did the storm stop? The death stopped. The 5,000 men beside women and children went hungry. And what do you know that stopped him? Did the water, did he sink when he tried to walk on the water? It went doop. Or did he walk on the water? Not only walked on the water, he had Peter walking on the water. And see, we say that's Jesus. What did Jesus say? The works I do, shall you do also. See, we read it, but we hadn't really caught it yet. We're supposed to be doing that. But if we keep fooling around with religion and tradition and what this said, and we get saved and that's another thing. Once we get saved, we need to get on our line, because we taught some stuff, and I did too, and about salvation, that you might lose. That's one of the hardest things you can do, lose it. I didn't know any better when I was teaching, because I was teaching what somebody else taught me. I didn't go to the scripture, but I'm finding the scripture. Jesus said, he who holds the Father holding his hand, no man can pluck him out. That's what he said. And what he said? Oh, my Lord, I didn't know what I said. I guess. Y'all forgive me. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. I thought that was just a one-shot deal and done. I didn't get finished. I just got. Anyway, praise the Lord. Did you get anything tonight? Did y'all really get anything?